Good Thursday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Pharma.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Here's the state of play on December. If Republicans had their way, they would pass a month-long government funding bill and deal with all the fiscal madness, the debt limit, the shutdown, and boosting spending caps in January. Three problems. Defense hawks want more military money, the GOP would need cooperation from Senate Democrats, and moderate Republicans are increasingly nervous about punting on so-called dreamers. At this point, no one knows how the next 31 days will go.
The Washington Post is up with a story that Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin is encouraging his colleagues to join him in blocking spending legislation if the legal status of Dreamers isn't resolved. And Sungmin Kim, Colin Wilhelm, and Bernie Becker have the latest on tax reform. The trio report that the Senate GOP has cleared a major hurdle on taxes after voting to begin formal debate. Republican leaders still have a slew of issues that they need to resolve before getting this to the finish line. Those include an expected ruling from the Senate parliamentarian that could rule out a companion measure to allow drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, and a proposal to cut the corporate tax rate to 22% instead of 20% to free up money for a more generous child tax credit.
Here's the big picture problem for Trump, outlined by our colleague Nancy Cook. So far, President Trump hasn't mastered the art of dealing with Democrats. He regularly undercuts them on his own efforts of bipartisanship on everything from DACA to healthcare to the tax bill. Meanwhile, inside the White House, the Washington Post reports that the president has veered past the guardrails and feels impervious to the uproar he causes. Annie Carney reports on his chief of staff, John Kelly, and his losing battle with Trump's Twitter feed. While Kelly has clamped down on the information flow into the White House, Trump often scrolls through fringe websites based on his mentions on Twitter.
President Trump was back tweeting on a broad array of issues last night, from taxes to Hillary Clinton's emails to UK Foreign Minister Theresa May, whom he tweeted, "Don't focus on me, focus on the destructive radical Islamic terrorism that is taking place within the United Kingdom. We are doing just fine." Trump will meet with the Crown Prince of Bahrain, and he and Melania Trump will also participate in the national Christmas tree lighting today.
The latest on North Korea, scary stuff. Reuters is reporting that the U.S. has warned North Korean leadership that it will be utterly destroyed in the case of war. Wow. The AP has a piece up about the U.S. and China holding low-key military talks amid the North Korean tensions.
The fallout of NBC's Matt Lauer's firing continues. Variety reports that Lauer once gave a colleague a sex toy as a present, summoned another employee and dropped his pants in front of her, and would quiz female employees about their personal sex life. The New York Times is up with a piece that NBC has received at least two more complaints against Lauer, and the New York Post has a story on Lauer being accused of sexting an NBC intern and staffers.
CNN broke the story that Jared Kushner has met with special counsel Bob Mueller about Michael Flynn. The conversation lasted less than 90 minutes. Kushner was asked to clear up questions he was asked by lawmakers and details that have come out in the media. ABC News is reporting that Roger Stone's connection to WikiLeaks is a New York-based political humorist. And there is more news about the woman who tried to infiltrate the Washington Post and spread false accusations about Roy Moore. She allegedly was involved in a month-long campaign to try to infiltrate the paper and other Washington media outlets, posing as a journalist and appearing at least twice at events for Washington Post reporters who were leaving the paper.
On the Justice beat, Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced he is opening the first new DEA office in 20 years in Louisville, Kentucky, to fight the opioid crisis. While Kevin Robillard and Alana Schneider have the scoop that NRSC staffers stole donor data from House Republicans, seizing information on more than 200,000 donors from the NRCC. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.